Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Gum heads, candy wrappers, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause God loves movies.
Hey, everybody. That really, I don't know if it'll come off on the audio on the podcast, but that really tickles me that everyone claps along to the theme song, because you guys have all heard it so many times, you're like sick of it. We're getting a little bit of like, sounds like a little hollow fiendish back from my microphone, so if the crack team here at UCB Theater can kind of work that out, that'd be awesome. While I dig into my bag, I'm such a professional that I have my notes in this bag and didn't even pull them out before the show. I was backstage talking to the guests, very good old friends of mine, great guests, so I'm going to bring them out shortly. But let me just say that I Love Movies, also known as ILM, is coming to you from UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade, in L.A., Los Angeles, before CDR, Comedy Death Ray. Tuesday night staple here, always gets a packed house, and now it's going to be crazy busy because LA Times recently decided that this is where all good comedy comes from, and God bless them for finally deciding that. Let's see what else I got here. There's a special bonus, I Love Movies. This is the first time anybody's hearing of it. It has really shitty sound, and it was taped at the UCB in New York during their Del Close Marathon a few weeks ago. My guests were Matt Walsh, Matt Besser, and Horatio Sands. And you can listen to it even though it has shitty sound. We decided not to put it on iTunes because we wanted to turn away any potential subscribers or listeners. But some people really want to hear this so badly that they're willing to put up with shitty sound. So go to aspecialthing.com, aspecialthing.com, which is also a great place to go if you like to talk about comedy and be a little bitch about things. No, I'm just kidding. Most people are cool. And also, the Medical Marijuana Tour, Doug Benson's Medical Marijuana Tour, October 1 through 13, dates and venues on MySpace. I'm going to every state that has legalized marijuana for medicine. All right. What else do I got to say before I bring these guests out here? Oh, my God. I did a Twitter contest today. I asked what my three favorite Harry Potter characters are, and one gentleman guessed Snape, Ron, and Hermione, and he was absolutely right. That guy knows me. That guy got inside my brain. There's 1,000 characters in in Harry Potter. He guessed two of the most main ones, and then a third one that's an actor that I am not shy about saying is the best villain of all time in Die Hard, Alan Rickman. Okay, so EC Brown 88, he won that contest, and he gets to decide who I call a shithead at the end of the show. So hang in and wait for that. That's going to be exciting. Let's get my guests out here. That was too much talking by me at the top. I'm going to cut it down on the next episode. My guests are you guys ready back there? They're not even. They're just hanging out in the green room. Emphasis on the word green. My guests, two of the stars of the Sarah Silverman program, and also two of my bestest friends, Brian Posehn and Sarah Silverman, are here. They're totally here. They're somewhere in the building. I told them I'd do like a few minutes and then introduce you. Yeah, just come out. Just come out already. Hello. Speak right into the microphone. You can pull it out of the thing if you want.
We're looking at baby pictures of Brian's little
You
got to
really
Rosie.
Get on top of the microphone.
We're looking at the baby pictures of that Brian's little baby Rosie. And then Brian got all mad at me because I said he had blowjob lips.
Meaning, of course, that he is ready to receive blowjobs.
I have always heard of that as a compliment.
Yeah, but my baby's 3 months old.
Yeah, and I think it's more of a compliment for women.
Really?
Right? I got that joke.
I feel bad I'm wearing a hat. I'm not trying to be, but my hair is so crazy greasy.
You look good.
I was fishing.
You look awesome in that Ashton Kutcher hat.
That would have been funny 2 years ago.
When's that movie coming out? Beer Nuts. It's going to be looking good. It's you and Artie Lang and who?
The who?
It's the Broken Lizard guys. And Sarah and Artie Lang
and
Beer Nuts.
Beer Nuts the movie.
They all go crazy for beer. And balls.
Oh.
What?
I thought it was a bunch of drunk nuts. With balls that actually...
Oh, like an animated thing?
Yeah, sure.
It's the new Pixar movie, Beer Nuts.
Yeah.
Bunch of nuts fall into a vat of beer, and boy, do they get drunk.
Pixar would find a way to make it so depressing, I'm sure.
Who?
What?
Pixar.
Oh.
They'd find a way to make Beer Nuts the movie depressing.
Well, you should tell everybody that you're mad that that Up was such a depressing movie.
I'm not mad, and I understand it's a good movie, but it was so sad. Like, I was sitting next
up.
To Kulak.
They lied to you.
And I just was, like, crying so hard, and it felt bad. And I just kept looking at Kulak going, why are they doing this? It was not...
Were there any children there? Were there children around?
People brought kids because
how were they reacting?
Bring kids. Actually, no.
Were the kids all right with it?
That's not true. It was Scott and Kulop and Brett Gelman and myself. And I don't know, I'm forgetting. And then it was just like four teenage black guys behind us. And before the movie, they're like fucking around and everything. And we're like joking with them. And I'm like, please don't talk out loud during the movie. I know that's your inclination. And they were laughing, but they were like cool, you know, young 20-somethings or teens. And I'm crying, and I look, I'm just curious, I look back there, and they're all like, she just wanted a baby.
Well, because...
It was
they're so crying. Bummer. They're crying because their parents left them for balloons.
Now I have...
It was.
All right, we get it.
Displeasurable.
It was fun opposite, as Carrie Prejean would say. This is going to be a Leonard Maltin reunion here tonight because this is the first time on the podcast. No, he couldn't make it. He's writing another book about Mickey Mouse, but But because the three of us used to play this game all the time, this is where the Len Maltin game came from.
When
is the
we
three
were
of
high
us
and young
and yeah, and did not have careers yet.
The three of us hung out all day, every day for a very long time as we were all were
it was,
struggling.
Called the 90s.
Yeah,
pretty much
about a decade of it.
The 90s.
Yeah, and we played this game. I don't know who thought of it. I mean, it was probably my copy of the book.
Brian, let me just say this, too. Brian lived with Dave Rath and Todd Glass and Alan Murray.
Yeah, and in a four-story house.
Two of those people
I stayed there because I was living in New York. I would stay there for long periods of time in this house. And Doug, even though he lived in L.A., stayed there every night because he, after the earthquake, he was scared.
Yeah, that's why I was scared.
He was scared because his building collapsed.
Yeah. I kind of got thrown out of my building for a while.
Yeah.
And then
that's why he was scared.
And then
his
hanging out
trying to murder him in his sleep.
But then hanging out with you guys every night was so much fun that it was like there was no reason to go back to my broke dick building.
We would just sleep on the couch, or I would sleep with Rath if he wasn't with a girl that night.
Yeah,
I could sleep next to him. And one time I peed in his bed.
It wasn't sleep.
You did pee in his bed one time, and could not have been cooler about it.
He was so cool. It was one of those things where I was a bedwetter all growing up, and it happened. I couldn't believe it. And I woke up and I just thought, if I don't tell him right now, then I'm going to be like, my fear will build up. And so I just went, Dave, I peed in your bed. And he goes, it's all right. Just put a towel down. So sweet.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's used to saying that because of his tremendous amount of ejaculate that he that he produces.
Yes.
Well, that just... Can I tell this story then?
I'm so happy I just used ejaculate in a sentence.
Can I tell the story about directly. I came to visit and Rath had some player days. And he also had a goatee. And...
Oh my God, this is a great story.
I came to town and he lived right above the Laugh Factory. And I go, I'm going out to the Laugh Factory. Come meet me. And he's like, okay. And he was with a girl I didn't know. But, you know what I mean? He was like always with a girl. And... he walked into the Laugh Factory and gave me a kiss on the lips, you know, like a little friend kiss on the lips. Mwah. And his goatee was covered in vagina juice. I go, were you just going down on a woman? And he goes, yes. And I was like, oh. I couldn't escape my own face. It was so gross.
You couldn't escape your own face.
Because it was on me.
That is awesome. You've totally eaten some pussy.
Ugh.
What a braggart.
Did you call her ever? Or?
I still don't know who it was.
Oh, who it twas?
Twas.
All right, so let's talk about movies. What have you guys been to the cinema lately? I know you go to premieres and stuff occasionally or see stuff on a plane. That's where I see a lot of my movies. I saw Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
How was it?
You know what? The least offensive and annoying Matthew McConaughey in maybe 10 years and was a huge flop because people have been burned too many times.
Right.
Nobody's willing to give him another chance, but it was pretty engaging. Michael Douglas plays like this old ghost pervert that teaches him the ways.
I forgot it was about ghosts.
Yeah.
I was like, ghost pervert? Where did that come from? Oh, right, it's a ghost movie.
The new Matthew McConaughey. Cool. I'm telling you, it was like, I was on a plane, so let's you know, and I had my mask on and the sound off, but it was pretty good.
Sometimes
by those
the way.
Standards. Yeah.
I woke up on a plane and with no sound saw the last 15 minutes of Pursuit of Happiness and sobbed. Like, I know the story. I know what happened. And there was no sound.
Maybe you thought it
Will
had
Smith
a sad
movie?
Ending.
It's probably the way to see it.
What movie is that? Is that Will Smith thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Happiness, Happy.
Ugh.
Yeah. Right. Well, what have you seen lately, Brian? Have you been to the cinema?
Well, since I had the baby from fucking...
little Rhodesy, we've already established that. Do you like Rhodesy as a nickname for Rhodes?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Okay. His name's Rhodes, and we already call him Rhodesy. But no, I haven't been able to go to the cinema much, and when I do, I fall asleep instantly. I fell asleep during Terminator, and I fell asleep during Transformers. And
well, tell us a good movie you fell asleep during to prove your
it
case.
It hasn't happened. I stayed awake during Inglorious Bastards.
Awesome.
There you go. There you go.
And I wish I had gone to sleep.
During which part?
That movie can fuck off, you guys.
Best movie of the year, better than Star
Trek. Oh, you're so
top
wrong.
Top Star Trek
well,
is my
it's definitely
favorite
better
movie.
Than Star
I
Trek.
Didn't see Star
well,
Trek
Star
either.
That's a silly comparison. it's also better than Ponyo.
Drag Me to Hell and The Hurt Locker are the two best things I've seen this year.
Those are both excellent, but yeah. But there are parts of Inglourious Bastards that you love, though.
Yeah, well, here's the best thing. No spoiler, but the best part of the movie comes like 45 minutes or an hour in, and I was seeing an 11 o'clock screening, and I had put pot in my system through smoking, and I'm already sleepy anyway, and then the pot made me super sleepy, and then Quentin's bullshit dialogue made me super, super sleepy, and sitting around and blah, blah, bloody blah. And so then I'm like, I got to get some caffeine in me if I'm going to make it through this fucking thing. And I went in and came back with my Coke, and I'm all happy, and I got some candy and some shit to keep me awake. And my buddy just goes, hey, it was Ken Daly. He goes, oh, you missed it. And all I see is just bodies in this. I'm so bummed. And then Eli Roth had a shitty act.
You're mistaken, and I think you need to see it another time.
All right.
Well, I think it'll definitely, like all of Quentin's movies since Pulp Fiction, I'd say that it improves on television because once you've seen it in a theater and then you're watching it on cable TV, you've right. got other things to do while he's dicking around.
I loved it.
Like,
I was never bored.
You know where the good parts are, and you can kind of pace yourself. But in a movie theater, the first time you see it, you're like, all right, what is the fucking point of this scene? And then it happens, and you're like, that was awesome. That could have happened 10 minutes earlier.
By the way, I love his movies. Like, this is coming from a huge
It's a
fan.
Total love-hate thing.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
But like when he's like, oh, Hugo Stiglitz, and then there's this modern, graphic comes up that looks like the same lettering as Jackie Brown. It's like, come on, dude.
But I mean, at those moments, the thing that you glean more than anything is like, this guy loves movies. This guy who made this
movie.
Well,
so do I. I've seen all the fucking movies he loves.
Fuck you, other people that love movies. He puts little fuck yous in his movies. It bugs me.
Yeah.
But he's great, and the movie's great, and I just hope I never have to hear him speak publicly again. I'm so going to get a part in one of his movies.
I love
it. It's totally working to my advantage. But it does have a lot of amazing shit in there, and I'd go into it in more detail, but...
Best movie of the year.
Some people haven't seen it.
Christoph Waltz.
Have you seen Hurt Locker?
Yeah, have you seen The Hurt Locker?
Have you seen Bride Wars?
Have you seen District 9?
I saw Observe and Report. That's my top three this year. Inglourious Bastards, Star Trek, Observe and Report.
How
Those
many
are
movies
the only
have you
movies
seen this
you've
year?
Seen.
That's not true.
Observe
that's
and Report?
Not true. Yeah.
Observer Report is pretty awesome.
I liked it better when it was called Paul Blart.
Well, it's like, it's definitely, it's dark Paul Blart.
No,
it's Blart. Like it.
It's actually really good. I'm just fucking around.
It's not a perfect movie, but it is so cool, and it like pushes comedy as hard as like people push horror in horror movies. You know what I mean? Like it's
right. It's torture. No, I do know you were saying though. It's that's why I think Observe and Report didn't succeed is because the characters are so ugly and so unredeemed.
That's not why nobody saw it because they thought it's another mall cop movie. It's just like unfortunately placed.
Well, that's like probably the two came together. But you know, when a movie drops off after Friday night, it means that what they're seeing they're not liking. It's a very dark movie, and I think people just reacted to that, and like people like us think it's hilarious because we like super dark humor. Because we've heard it all.
We're really right? dark, you guys.
We're so dark. We'll use the N-word sometimes quietly.
No.
Just sort of whisper it. And people say, what? Oh, I asked for a jigger of...
That word is so like 98, 99, 2000. It's just so saying it for, like, because it's awful. Like, the most awful thing to say.
Right. So what do you...
Sorry.
If you had to choose each of you, this is to both of you, Brian and Sarah, if you had to pick your favorite movie that you participated in some way, probably as an actor, what would that be? Do you have a favorite of everything you've been in?
Oh, me?
I'd guess for Brian, I'd go with... For me, I'd go with Devil's Rejects because I got to see you get shot in the head. And that, you know, nothing...
Yeah,
there's nothing more special that could happen.
In Bobcat's movie, Sleeping Dogs Lie, nobody saw that, and people should have seen it. Cause,
people should see Sleeping Dogs Lie, and World's Greatest Dad is in
really
some theaters
well
now.
It's at Sunset 5.
I haven't seen it yet, but
let's
I heard it's good.
All right, let's go,
It starts
you guys.
At 9:40.
Really?
9:40. You in?
I have to do that.
You got
to
do a thing.
I have a baby.
Yeah. You guys are both, you have both too much going on.
I totally
on.
Suck now, yeah.
But, Sleeping... Put Sleeping Dogs Liar in your Netflix queue, everybody.
Is that a blowjob lips that you're doing?
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Netflix Sleeping Dogs Lie as soon as you can.
I'm not looking
Sarah's
anymore.
Avoiding the question at this point.
Oh.
Yeah, what have you
no,
done?
No, I was going to say,
that movie where you got punched in the face.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, the Benicio del Toro War of the Gun. Way of the Gun, yeah. That movie is the best first few minutes of a movie ever, followed by the you know...
I liked it.
It drops in quality
after
the first few minutes.
Is a great movie, but, like, I'm not excited
about it. I saw it on cable recently, and I just... It's so hard to buy that you'd be that much of a cunt.
Yeah, it's so, like... Well, there were
like
other scenes,
way,
but they weren't,
you know?
Like,
yeah.
Pertinent to the story, and they were probably should have been cut up, but they gave me a little more pathos, but it's just kind of like, I know you need a bad guy to make the good guy. And then
but there's no reason for you to rat him out at the end. Like, you know, there's no, like, nobody's in danger. Nobody has a problem.
I know, it's a really good movie, but it's, my part is just like, the girl who's the...
Total bitch.
Yeah, like, when people go like, oh, the girl in this great comedy, but it's like, what's the point of being in a great comedy if your part is like, when are you going to buckle down and get a job? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who cares?
It's still, though, I think I can speak for everyone here that it's still cool that you're in School of Rock. It's just not necessarily the best.
Sure, that would be an applause break.
It's not the best match for you, you know? But,
Thank you for putting it.
I just saw it on cable the other day. It is so incredibly watchable. There's these movies that just sort of like fall into the TBS TNT machine, and they keep showing them over and over again.
Witches of Eastwick was on the other night. It was so good.
That movie's amazing. I can't believe they're doing some sort of new version of it.
I know, they should have like
Witches of
Eastwick
killer
actresses in it. I mean, maybe they're good, but
that thing where Jack Nicholson and the three ladies are all fucking or flying around the entire time. You didn't like that?
He doesn't like whimsy.
Fuck no. Jesus Christ.
How long do you need to know Brian before you know?
That one religious lady breaks her fucking leg goddamn wide open with bones sticking out. You didn't sit there going, yeah, I'm Brian.
That's why it's crazy you didn't like Inglourious Basterds. There's such brutal
yeah,
awesomeness.
Yeah, but
you
just missed the part where I missed all the ultra violence. I
None
was out
of them
getting
are
a fucking
wizards.
Soda.
What? They have
you
a
guys
new,
do really great impressions of me. me talking
I'm,
to me.
I'm Brian, I am. It's a combination of Sasquatch and Yoda.
Yeah.
So. You guys both should get that app where, because I've never been to a movie with either of
cool
you where you don't go to the bathroom at some point. There's an app where it tells you when's a good time to go to the bathroom and then describes what you miss.
Yeah, really? It's amazing.
Yeah, like you could be standing there with your crank in one hand and your phone in the other reading about what you're missing at
God
Julia and Julie.
I'm going to see that.
That will never happen.
I want to see Julia, but not Julie.
I know, that's what I hear, but I think it's still worth it is what I hear.
Okay.
The Julia part is worth it.
None of us are going to make the time. I hate to be a downer, but we're not going to see it on a plane.
We'll see World's Best Greatest Dad because we won't have another chance.
What does that mean?
Because we're not going to see it on a plane.
Oh, good point.
Oh.
We could.
And I don't know
Netflix
what the big twist
it,
is in it yet. I've heard there's a big twist in it, and I don't know what it is, so I want to see it before I hear. Do you know what it is? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. It's not another girl blowing a dog, right? It's something.
Yes. No.
It's something different.
No, it sounds like it's going to be good. I'm really excited to see it. Sunset 5.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. 9:40.
You have to see it now because they're like keeping it depending on people seeing it. Like at Sunset 5 is what.
I'm serious. A lot of people are waiting around for Comedy Death Ray here tonight, but anyone who's not, let's all go see the 9:40 Robin Williams movie. Something you never thought you'd hear me say.
It's a comedy and it's Robin Williams, but he's playing it in the awesome, dramatic Robin Williams version of Robin Williams.
You know all right. I mean? Let's not put too much of a...
I haven't seen it, but I'm rooting
for
it.
I don't personally find him to be that awesome in dramas either, yes. But... Like, I love how every review of this goes, it's his best performance since One Hour Photo. One Hour Photo was bullshit. That movie was awful.
Well,
right?
Oh, my God.
His restraint is impressive.
I like it when he has restraint. That is cool. Like, especially in RV.
I like it when he has restraint from being in the movie. But he goes, no, I'm going to pass on this one.
I'm going to change the
Those
name of this show.
Those are my favorite movies.
I'm changing the name of the show to Doug Benson's Shit Talk because we're all just going to get people hating us for the things we say. I hope not.
The only famous Robin person... You're like, it's so amazing to meet you, Mr. Williams.
What?
I said, then you'll meet Robin Williams.
No, I have met him and totally sucked his dick.
He's so nice.
The world's nicest guy. He could not be nicer, and he's charming because he still does that, won't stop making comedy all the time.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't say Mindy, but it's like he's gonna. It feels like he's gonna. Oh, Mindy.
Oh.
Yeah, but he feels like it.
He definitely says, oh, a lot while you're talking.
He does do that.
Yeah.
A lot of gesturing and
yeah, but
hairy
such a
backing.
Sweet sweetheart.
But have you
wonderful
seen
man.
His
he cures cancer. He cures
character.
Cancer.
What?
Have you seen his evangelist character? So fresh.
He could go from that. He could go from that to a black to a gay in no time.
A black from 1968.
Flat.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew. All right, we got to play a Letterman game. I was going to try to play a game of build a title, but that's how much fun
What's
we're having
build a
is
title?
We ran out of time. Well, that's where we get a title from somebody in the audience. Let's do the guy I got the shirt from.
Pulp Fiction.
This is a really hard title, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
And the idea is to add a title to the beginning or end of Pulp Fiction to create a longer title. But
that's almost impossible with that one.
With Pulp Fiction, it is very hard.
You can't do it.
He can do another one. He's ready with another one. Thank goodness, because you really fucked us on that first one.
Is there an answer to Pulp Fiction? Can you?
No, Stranger Than Fiction.
What?
Fiction and the Cut. I don't
There's
know
a movie
what that
called
means.
Fiction and the
oh,
Cut.
Oh, in Pulp Fiction, the Cut.
Fuck Fiction, the Cut.
I-O-N.
That's good. Thank God we're getting a new title.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
All right, here we go.
God.
Office Space.
Space Balls?
Space Balls.
Oh!
So now you need a one that ends in office or begins in balls. Office Space Balls.
Oh! Office Space Balls of Fury, right?
Nice.
Yeah, that works.
Office Space Balls of Fury. All right, now it's my turn. Office. Okay. Face Office Space Balls of Fury.
What?
Face Office Space Balls of Fury.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to do it with.
Yeah,
Pulp
but I
Fiction
thought he was wrong.
I thought he
didn't know the rules.
But now it's Brian's turn.
Okay.
No, he knows the rules and then some. All right, so now it's Brian's turn. Face. You need one that ends in face or begins in...
I know.
Fury. Or re.
Begins in fury.
Yeah.
God damn you guys.
There's definitely one that ends in...
Doug, I have one.
There's definitely one that ends in face. You could think of a title that ends in face.
Man without a face.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Balls,
man without a face. Office space balls of fury.
Fury balls.
So now you need something that ends in man.
Man without a face. Office space balls of fury guarding Henry.
Wow.
Oh my.
Holy crap.
I call bullshit on those.
We have.
Oh, okay. I got one.
Well, it's my turn though.
Oh, boy.
I'll fuck it up if I do one. Go ahead if you want. If you're so excited, let's make it between you
so
two
how
guys.
Did we start? So how did I start? It was.
It was man is what you got.
Oh, man
do.
Without a face, office space. Balls of fury
regarding Henry.
Henry, the portrait of a serial killer.
Yeah! Now you still need one that ends in man.
Or killer.
Or begins in killer.
Saving silver man without a face. Office space.
Does that movie count?
Balls of fury regarding Henry.
Portrait Booyah. Of a serial killer.
Oh, right. Portrait of a serial killer.
I said serial like a little kid.
Ooh.
It's weird when you say a serial killer.
Shut up. Killer clowns from outer space. So we've got... From the beginning,
we smoke too much pot to do this.
Silver man without a face, off this space, balls of fury guarding Henry.
Portrait
of a serial killer, clowns from outer space, and you can't do balls again.
Space Wars, the Korean Star Wars. How about that?
Is that true?
No, I'm...
Let's look it up.
That's a good
look
one.
It up
we
in Leonard
should
Maltin.
Move on because we're going to lose time. We're losing light.
We got to play Leonard Maltin, but that was a great build a title. You guys are good at that.
That
most of my guests go, oh. Dunstan checks in. I'm like, no, you can't just name
Andy
another
Kindler?
Movie
Who
about a hotel.
Who are you doing there?
Yes, that was Andy Kindler. That's what I was doing. Okay, so Leonard Maltin game this time. The theme or the connective tissue of all the titles is this is movies that begin with S or P. Yeah, I came up with that. S for Sarah and P for Pilverman. That's stupid. That was high. Okay, so this first movie came out in 1988. Leonard Maltin says it's a bomb.
But it begins with S or P?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leonard Maltin says it's a bomb, but I'd give it one star. Bomb was too mean, but one star is about right. And there's six names. We'll start with Brian. How many names do you think you can name this movie in?
1988.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
Yeah, and it starts with an S or a P.
I can do it in four.
Brian says four names. So, Sarah, you can go less names.
I'll try three.
Three names. So, Brian, you could say name that movie or go to two or fewer names.
Name that movie.
So, you have three names.
Can you tell me how many names are listed total?
Yeah, I said there were six total.
Oh.
So, you're getting half of the cast. Half of the cast they thought that was worth
and
listing.
And this is starting from the last three names.
And I have to say, I'm feeling good about your chances. Possibly.
1988, SRP. Let's
All right,
do
you
it.
Ready? Three names. Scott Coffey.
Never heard of him.
He's the guy that he was in one of those John Hughes movies. And rest in peace. And Julia Roberts. And then Britta Phillips. So we're talking a movie from 1988 where someone
wow.
got billing over Julia Roberts.
Satisfaction.
That's correct.
Woo!
Satisfaction.
Woo!
Who else
Woo!
Knew that? Did anybody
Woo!
Know it?
Woo!
Holy shit. That was impressive. I like that.
Nah, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
All right.
The only thing I know that horse face from is Mystic Pizza in the beginning.
I know. I knew it wasn't that because that's M and it was good.
Brian, do you want to go see Julia Roberts' movie? Nay. Okay. Let's start with Sarah on this one since she won that point.
I'm
this is,
so proud of, like, too proud of myself.
It was pretty good.
This is from, yeah, she was up
Who's
on her
the
feet.
Fucking lead in that movie?
It's weird. The
Justine
lead is Justine Bateman.
Oh, right.
And then, but another great clue is Liam Neeson was also in the top three names. Yeah, Liam
that.
Neeson was the one of their boyfriends. I think it was Justine Bateman. Okay, so this is from 1991.
Can I guess right
it's
now?
It's an S or P. Really? Do you have a guess?
No.
It's an S or P. The first name is a pretty good clue, I think. So
wait, was this well liked by Leonard Maltin? What did he say?
I'm not telling you that part. It's a different clue every time.
All right.
12 names. You got 12 names from 1991. Gee. And I think the first name is kind of a giveaway if you guys are good at this, and I think you are. So we'll start with you, Brian. He says four names out of 12. That's a big leap.
I'll say three names.
Aren't you ballsy? Brian, two or make her name
it? Yeah, I'll try two.
Fuck Brian it. Says two.
I'm going to try if you, one. If you think try the first one. One.
Sarah's going one.
You're just going to miss it.
She's going with the name that I thought was a good clue. Do you have any idea, Brian? Do you want to go zero, or do you got to tell her to name that movie?
Zero.
Really?
91. No, I don't know.
Okay.
Go.
So you get one name, Sarah, and the name that I thought was a really good clue from 1991, an S or P movie. The name is Chris Isaak. Does that help you, Brian?
Oh, yeah. That sounded creepy. I should have said it louder instead. Oh, like I'm watching somebody from afar.
Ooh! I bet it's an Altman movie.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah, but that's a good. That was a good try. You lose the point, but it's a guy. It's I'll tell you further. It's Chris Isaak. The only movies he's been in, I think, were directed by Jonathan Demme, and they were this one and Married to the Mob. And this one is called
Silence of the Lambs.
That's right, Brian. Silence of the Lambs. That's correct. Chris Isaak is number 12 listed for Silence of the Lambs.
Who is the second name?
Cassie Lemons.
I would have gotten it.
Direct
I would have gotten it from that.
Oh, you mean from the bottom?
Oh no, Roger Corman was the next one from the bottom. Then Tracy Walter. Charles Napier, who's in The Goods.
That's a tough one. I might have gotten it by five. Yeah, Napier.
Yeah. I thought Chris Isaak was a good clue. I'm sorry if I steered you wrong.
Oh, my God. I don't even know who he was. A security guard from the elevator?
That's correct.
Is that true?
No, I think he was an FBI agent. I think he was a fellow agent with, like a SWAT team guy or something. All right, here we go. You guys each have one. First one to two wins this thing, so it's exciting. It's supposed to be best three out of five, but I don't think we have time for that. Oh, yeah, we do. All right, let's go for it. Best three out of five.
All right.
This is from 2001. Who got the point that time? Brian. So we're going to start with Sarah. It's eight names.
He starts. Because I won the last
one. Oh, yeah. You get to start, Brian.
Were you just changing rules because you like Sarah more?
It's true. This is from 2001. It's an S or P title. Buck Henry appears in this movie, Unbilled.
I know. Oh, 2001.
Settle down. Brian gets to go first. Eight names, Brian. How many do you think you can get it in?
2001.
It's an S or P
Buck
name.
Henry.
Buck Henry is in it.
S or P.
I don't remember him in it, to be honest with you.
Did I see this?
But I want to forget the whole thing.
Did I see it?
I think you might have.
All right.
Can't say for sure.
Try it in four.
Next time I'll try to pick one that you definitely saw. You say four?
Yes.
He's going four, Sarah. How many you got?
I don't know. 2001.
You're so 2000 and done.
I'm going to say name that movie.
Four names. Here you go, Brian.
All right.
Lucy Gordon. That's no help. It's the first name.
It starts with an S, right? Or a P?
Yeah. Right. But it's going to get better. Bridget Moynihan. John Corbett.
Oh, shit.
One more. Here's one more name for you. Sarah probably knows it. Eugene Levy.
2001?
Is
yeah,
it?
It begins with an S, and Buck Henry has a cameo in it.
Mind.
You can't guess, Sarah. This is all on Brian.
John Corbett. Bridget Moynihan. I can't pull it out of my ass. I don't think I saw it.
I think you did. I think you didn't like it.
One more.
That's four names.
That was four.
The first one was a waste of space. Lucy Gorman. Gordon. Fuck you, Lucy Gordon. Getting into our game. We don't know who you are.
This is super not fun. I don't know. No, I don't know it. Go.
Can we just have another name, just since he?
I can give you more names to see who gets it, but you get the point, Sarah.
All right, let's keep going.
The other names are Molly Shannon, Jeremy Piven, Kate Beckinsale.
What? Fuck?
Serendipity.
Serendipity. You did see that shit.
Kate Beckinsale, and that was my penis answering that one. Because my brain checked out with all those other
people. I selected
people.
That one especially for your penis.
Yeah.
I don't like movies that are like frustrating like that. It's like Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, where they keep missing each other the whole movie and you
John
know they're
Corbin
made
plays
up.
Her douchebag boyfriend, right? Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
You hate anybody who plays her boyfriend.
Yeah.
All right. This is from, who
I
got that point? Who won that one?
Technically, I did. He
okay,
guessed
Sarah got that one. See, it's 2-1. Sarah's in the lead. You, Brian, you could still catch up. This is from 2000, and it's an SRP word. And the first six names are not going to help. I guarantee that you won't recognize any of the first six names.
Ooh, when did smoke signals come out?
Be careful. Might have been around then. That's a good guess.
No,
no. 12 names. You got 12 names, but six of them aren't going to do you any good. So, Sarah, how many names?
But they're the first six names that
yes, exactly. They're the bottom six, so I'm saying bid higher.
Oh, that's interesting.
I hope so.
So, okay, so I can name it in
12. I want people to keep listening.
I can name it in 12.
This is on the radio or some shit?
Yeah. She says 12, Brian. What do you say? From 2000.
One of those podcasts.
2000,
right?
S&P name. First six names, no good.
I said I can name it in 12.
She said 12, so you could go 11 if you want, or... Or 9.
9.
Or 8. 9. Brian goes 9. Sarah, does he name that movie, or can you go...
I'm going to name it an 8.
She goes 8.
I feel if I hear the two names that are...
That are key?
Yeah.
Brian, do you want one key name, or do you want her to name it?
Name that movie.
All right, so she gets 8 names.
Just skip the first 6.
The 6 ones are Jason Fleming, Stephen Graham, Lenny James, Robert Gee or G, Mike Reed, Alan Ford. Those are the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names. So I should have said 7 names.
I don't know who any of those fellas are.
This is an American movie?
But then, name number 8 out of 12 is... Jason Stratham. Stratham.
Are you an idiot?
Straight-ham.
Statham.
Oh, I put an R in there. Like, what's that guy's name that has...
Like David Stratham?
Those
guys are super different.
They totally are.
David Stratham has never jumped out of a moving car and kicked somebody in the face.
Wait. Is that
he
guy, though?
He came close in the River Wild.
This
it was
is
a
the
river
guy.
Instead of a. It was a boat instead of a car. So Jason Statham, yeah,
that's
from you know from Crank and those.
Are you
movies.
Gonna say his name wrong on purpose? Like, it's,
I know you love him, Statham. It's Statham.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Sorry, all Frasier.
Right. It's the Frasier of
why am I
action
Frasier
movie stars
for liking Jason Statham. It's so yeah.
No?
What's better, Crank 1 or Crank 2, Brian?
Crank 1.
What's better? What's the one where he drove people around? Transporter 1 or Transporter 2?
2.
Holy shit. You hear to hear first, people. If you're going to have a Jason Statham night, if you want to have Jason Statham night, make sure you get Crank 1, Transporter 2.
Yes.
That's the perfect
you're inviting me
Statham
over.
Double bill. Brian's going to come over and bring his baby and he'll cry through the whole thing. All right, so do you have any guesses, Sarah?
Or just make blowjobs.
Brian knows what it is. I think
you
Brian.
Know what it
I think
is?
Brian knows
mine are
what
way
it
more
is.
Awful than yours. My blowjob faces. Yours are pretty, but mine are. Oh yeah, I'm not bringing the baby into it. I'm just doing like a gross old man doing a blowjob.
Do you know what the answer is? You know it, right, Brian?
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah,
sure.
Brian's got it.
So what's the seventh name?
I gave it to you. That's
what was it?
What's his name?
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
There's two names I
Jarson
get to hear.
Starfum.
What's the other name?
No, that's what I'm saying is I screwed up. I should have said 7. All right, I'll give you one more and I bet you it won't help.
Yeah, 8. I said 8.
I did say Jesus 8 names. Christ. I'm just saying that 7 of them were worthless. But I'll give you one more. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Raid, R-A-D-E, Sherbadigia.
Doug, look at me. You said the first You said the first six names won't help.
And also the seventh name turns out doesn't also help. But at least the clue still stands that six. I did just give you another name.
Oh God.
I gave you nine names.
All right, I don't know.
You got two good ones.
Read more names. And
Brad Pitt, Vinnie Jones, Dennis Farina, Benicio del Toro.
Monkeys.
Directed by Guy Ritchie.
Snatch.
All right, we got one more. Let's do this.
No, two to two.
We got to wrap it up. Here we go.
And you love that word so much, too. And you...
No, I don't.
Do you guys have any plugs you want to get in for anything? When does the new series season of Sarah Silverman start?
So far away.
January?
You know what? No, February.
Valentine's Day?
A little before Valentine's
Black
Day.
Black History Month?
It's the best season yet. And we're talking today that maybe, like, we'll show a few episodes, like, live someplace, like, here at the Silent Movie Theater as sneak peekaroonies.
So where should people look out for that? Just like when they're walking down the street?
We'll figure it out. We'll get word out through the news.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Brian, anything you got to plug? You got anything coming up?
No.
All right, perfect.
I mean, it's all way far off.
I'm going to be at the Wareham Opera House, the Stratham Opera House. In Manhattan, Kansas on September 10th, and I'm going to be at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota on September 18th. And who gets to go first? It's tied up 2-2. And who got the last one? Oh, Sarah couldn't guess it, so Brian gets to... Brian gets to go first, yeah. I get confused about
worst.
That part.
You are the worst!
I'm not the worst. What's his name? Guy hosts Jeopardy. Okay. This is an SRP word. It's directed by an actor, this movie. It's from 2004. 2004, directed by an actor.
Oh, I'm in that
plug. I know it.
Eight names.
El Super Bisto. I'm going to plug that.
El Super Bisto? What's that? It.
That's that Rob Zombie thing I did, the animated thing.
Oh, okay. Where's that going to show up?
It'll be out in September.
Theaters?
On some screens and also on your DVD player.
All right.
I think it...
Or you watch it on your TV, but you turn on your DVD player and insert it.
Okay, eight names. Eight names. Eight names, Sarah.
I'm going to name it in eight.
What year was this?
This was from...
2004.
2004.
Didn't see it.
How many names can you get it in?
Six.
She said eight. He jumps to six.
Directed by an actor. I'll go five.
Ryan?
What year did you say? 2004?
Mm-hmm.
Four.
You guys, my hat is bored.
Four.
It's not me.
He says four names, Sarah.
Fuck. I'm going to go three.
Are you out of your mind?
Just like attention.
All right, Brian,
I'm glad
she
didn't,
went
like,
three.
Invite big audiences to watch us back in our apartment in the 90s to play this game.
Oh, you should see how terrible other people are at it. You guys have been doing great.
All right.
I feel really good about this.
Okay. Am
she
I
says,
guessing?
She says three.
Name that movie.
All right, here we go. Luca di Domenicini. Cristo Nuova Shopov. Mattia Sabragia. I'll give you a couple of more. Sergio Rubini. Manny Martagogadizadon. Claudio Jabugaboo. And then there's two names I can't say because that would be unfair.
Okay.
From 2004. It's an SRP name. Congratulations, Brian, on the win. While we're waiting for Sarah to make her guess, I'd like to thank everyone for coming out to the UCB Theater.
Directed by an actor.
In Italy.
Well, oh, I bet it's like
felt
a...
felt kind of Italian, but that might not be a great clue.
Maybe a Clint.
And choke a lot doesn't...
Eastwood joint?
Maybe. You're not going to get it.
Fuck you.
And the irony is that you'd love this movie. You were like, oh my God, I wish they tortured
it, right?
Jesus more in this movie.
Oh.
Still nothing?
It's that Mel Gibson movie?
You have to say the name to get it right.
Really?
I didn't see it. I never saw it.
Starts with
an S or a P?
The...
Oh!
Oh, God.
My notes! I spilled on my notes! Thank God the show's over.
Sassion of the Christ.
Oh, Passion of the
Christ. Passion of the Christ. So, Sarah wins. And
really?
Brian.
There's no prizes,
Brian. Brian won. Good game, Brian.
And thank you so much for being on my show, you guys. Let's hear it for Brian and Sarah. And that guy that won the contest on Twitter forced me to say this. Zachary Quinto is a shithead.
No! No, he's awesome!
Now it's time we're done to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause the love movie.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you, everybody.